You are listening to Retro TV, a podcast about the wonderful world of nearly forgotten television.
Something magic in the way you hold me in your eyes.
No one ever warned me love just takes you by surprise. I don't know what's come over me, you got me hypnotized. When you look at me, you look at me, I feel like I'm in heaven. Every moment when you look at me, look at me, and suddenly I'm captured in your eyes. You look at me.
So you clapping? Are you clapping right now?
I don't think you're clapping.
Hello, welcome to Retro TV, the greatest podcast in America. I'm on with one of my co-hosts, Chris Hassler.
I thought this show was Mark Loves Christopher. That song perfectly sums up how I feel about you, by the way.
It's funny you say that, because I was hoping you were going to say that. And I was wondering if you'd have any interest in maybe doing this duet with me.
I got to find the lyrics.
You know, one of my dreams would be as I approach the 50, you know, the 50 in a couple of years, that we'll have some form of a party, and I would just love to do this duet with you.
And video stream it live.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve.
Like,
but I would right have at midnight. I would have to get my hair permed like Aaron Moran.
Oh my God.
Now, I know we talked a little bit about stuff, and I was like, Chris, you got to calm down. Chris, you got to calm down. But you don't have to calm down, because we have to address the way Aaron Moran looks to a point. To a point.
So Aaron Moran, yes, no, are you on the fence? Pretty,
we'll get
not pretty.
It. We'll get
Is
to
Scott
it.
Baio prettier than Aaron Moran? Which – Well, is Willie Ames prettier than Scott Baio?
Yeah, Willie Ames, huh? got that big blonde head of William Cat hair. I mentioned before, you do quite resemble William Cat from The Greatest American Hero. You do. Do you see it or you don't?
When I screw up my hair, like in little bits, like I'm doing now with my fingers.
I don't mean the hair so much.
Even overnight.
I don't know. I think you could pull off a good William Cat, Greatest American Hero reboot. They're rebooting everything else, you know.
This is true. This is true.
But we're talking about Joni Loves Chachi. It first aired on March 23rd, 1982.
Wow, is that far? Wow, okay.
38 years ago.
So were you a Happy Days? I just want to back up for a sec.
Yeah.
Were you a Happy Days
kid? Yeah.
Did you watch it past the Jump the Shark episode? Because I want to know when Al from Al's Diner like hooked up with somebody.
Listen, when there was a young Mark walking around around the sewers of Cedarhurst and through the dangerous roads of Hewlett Harbor, I would be wearing a dark denim jacket when I was like 7 or 8 years old. And because I didn't have a leather jacket. I had a dark denim jacket. And that was my Fonzie jacket. And I loved the Fonz. I don't know why. I look back and I'm like, this is, you know, it's kind of an effeminate. It's kind of weird. But I loved the Fonz. And I loved Joni Loves Chachi. And I do want to just share a little story if I could. I had been a Cub Scout for a year at this point. And I just become a Weeblo in the Boy Scouts of America. And the meetings were, I believe, on the same night as Joni Loves Chachi of the first airing. And I left Boy Scouts I gave it up so I could watch Joni Loves Chachi. I also didn't want to go on these sleepovers so much with John Vincey Sr., who was the scoutmaster. But that's beside the point. That was just an uncomfortableness that I had to get over as I got older. But anyway,
those life choices we make sometimes.
Those were the days.
Hey, all right. I'll share one with you right now, just since we're sharing.
Yeah.
I didn't go to my high school prom. I stayed home because we had just gotten a VCR, and I watched City Heat with Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood.
Do you regret it?
Yeah, that movie sucked. Unfortunately. And it's haunted me ever since. I can't listen to Phil Collins One More Night now because it reminds me of what I missed.
Let me just see that real quick.
So there we
go. Well, you know what? In a lot of ways, I bet you a lot of people who are associated with Joni Loves Chachi feel that way, that feeling of loss, and that, like, I wish I did something better with my time whenever they hear about the show. I thought the show was well done. I thought it was fun. It made little sense, but I enjoyed it.
Based on this episode, this was the first episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
This show, based on what happens in this episode, this show should have been called Chachi Thinks Joni is an Unnecessary Appendage That He Should Cut Off Immediately.
Look, it should what have happens. Been goodbye, goodbye or something.
Right? Like, let's see Chachi just go out on the town and...
It should have been Chachi Leaves Joni.
Yeah, exactly. Look what he does. He dumps her from the act. Yeah. He even, in one part, he punches her in the face.
Literally.
Okay, that's a plot point.
As her father just stands there doing nothing.
Mr. and Mrs. C show up. I loved it.
Oh my
it was
God.
Great.
He's got those big, like, Vegas glasses on. Tom Bosley. Only Tom Bosley could pull off those glasses.
Everybody was pulling those glasses off.
But not like Tom Bosley. You know what's interesting? I don't know if you noticed this, and we'll get to it, I guess. When Joni first shows up, she's wearing this one outfit, right, with these white gloves. Her ma, like, you know, Mrs. C... He's wearing the same outfit when she shows up.
Ouch.
Identical, almost. So I just want you to kind of pay attention to that. Now, we have a Travolta in the beginning of this episode, which kind of blew me away.
What was the show we just did with her in it?
That was Roomies. No,
oh,
it was...
No.
Roomies. Got to go back to Roomies. Burt Young and Corey Haim. That was a very forgettable...
Something
show. About disco, remember?
Oh, right, was, right.
Making losing it?
Right.
Oh, yeah, making it.
By the same,
making it.
By the same writing team of Babalu Gonzo or whatever his name is.
Now, what is her first name in real life?
Ellen?
Yeah, Ellen Travolta. Ellen Travolta. What do you think of her? Good body.
Not Milfy. Not Milfy.
No, not, I mean, but... She has a much better body than I expected her to have.
And she's wasting it on Al Molinaro.
Yeah. It's like a King of Queens scenario right here. But not quite.
I was thinking, you know, Al Molinaro.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce that name. On The Odd Couple, I will...
Oh, yeah, he was the cop.
I will get behind his comedic chops 100%. Even on Happy Days, I would get behind his comedic chops.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him. I liked him better than Mr. Miyagi on when he played
Arnold.
Arnold.
Yeah.
But on this show, wow, Al is just mugging and mugging.
But you know what? It's
mugging.
It's following the script. I think it's really just
when he's tasting food at the beginning, there is really nothing in those pots. You can tell there's nothing in those pots.
And she's boiling his pants to get a stain
now,
out.
Remember,
is that a thing?
I was thinking, like, Happy Days was what, the 50s?
Yeah.
And they say somewhere in here, like, this is the 60s now.
Yeah.
So, yes, they were still doing that. And Ralph Cramden still had ice under his ice box to keep everything cold.
Yeah. And they have some old appliances and everything. Definitely vintage stuff.
I got a freeze frame on Al, and, like, I think there's a nice radio in the back there.
Yeah, it's he has like your typical usable living kitchen. Like it's a real set though. It's like there's a lot of like decorative dishes and stuff. It's kind of strange.
It's now, like no house I've ever been in.
Now, here's one of the things. What's Al's last name in this? What is the name of his restaurant?
What was it? Delvecchio's?
Yes, Delvecchio.
No, is that it?
Yeah, it
no,
is. Wait.
Oh, I almost had it.
So he goes from
Delvecchio's, yeah.
He goes from owning a Greasy Spoon in Milwaukee
to
an Italian restaurant.
Not only that, he must own the whole building because they live upstairs. So if you look at the front, it's like a glorified brownstone or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's obviously the back lot at 20th Century Fox or whatever it is.
Yes.
But a Paramount. That is such a studio city street.
Now, Ellen Travolta and Al are kind of goofing around and he's getting tickled. And
Elvis
walks in. By the sound of the audience, you would think Elvis walked in. But I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
This is my favorite era of sitcoms where people would just scream and hoot and holler when anybody walks on.
And I believe
any show did that. Every show did that, except like Barney Miller never did that.
They had no laugh track? Oh, yeah, they had a laugh track, but it was never like
– it was not like this.
It's like, ooh, it's fish.
Like in one sec, we should play that when Scott Baio walks in. But if you go to 124 on a freeze frame, I'm just surprised you're not jonesing over the cars here.
Let me see.
It's right outside Delvecchio's.
I don't know. Nothing. I mean, no, I like them and stuff. It's an era of cars I don't really like. It's that early 60s thing. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm not into – it's during this period of time where the big cars of the 50s were kind of getting smaller and more boxier, and they really get boxy in the 70s. I don't – I mean, they're beautiful cars. It's just not something I don't even think they're worth as much as you would think. But here's when we get a Scott Baio walking in with his with his dress pants and his vest, and he's dressed up, and I don't know. He's the women seem to really like him. So Hal sees, finally sees Chachi. I don't know how they would respond. Would any of this be in front of a live audience? None, right?
I don't know. You don't think this is a – you don't think those were real live screams?
I don't know. I mean, Happy Days was filmed in front of a live audience very often.
And I would have thought – again, this is the era when they were doing that. So I would think that's real.
Wow.
It's real audience. It may be a custom chosen audience, you know, get in the young girls as much as possible. But
but
although they scream when Al Molinaro comes on. So if you go back when Al first walks in,
really?
He gets the same kind of screams.
Hold on, I'm going back. It also says Delvecchio's grand opening.
Right, they're just opening.
Yeah. All right, so
and
here
this
we go.
It's supposed to be Chicago, by the way.
He's walking up those stairs, which he looks like he hates those stairs. He's like 13 pots of food on. Meanwhile, it looks like he's been out for the whole day.
So what? He's cooking all the food himself? You know, I mean,
kitchen.
For the restaurant?
Yes. And that applause versus this. Sounds like the windstorm from The Wizard of Oz.
And we'll have to check when Joni first comes on and see what kind of reaction she gets from the guys in the
audience. Funny you bring that up, because did you listen to that?
To what?
To when she comes on. Did you compare it?
I did not.
Oh, all right.
I'm only making that reference
now.
No.
I intentionally put aside that, and I was like, what? You'll be very surprised at the end.
Was that 10:48?
Well, do we have any other stuff? I mean, It's where your Q5 is a James Spader reference.
What?
Yeah, it says Spader and Principal of School, but it's,
oh shit,
it's a remnant. But it's all right. But you know, so his mother basically talks to him about he's missing his girlfriend. He's missing Joni. He says
he's missing Joni.
Yeah, it's weird. I think he is missing her
until he gets the taste. Like, well, let's do his first solo song.
Do you want to just jump right to that?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, why not?
Just because it's going to help the plot.
All right. And in the middle of that is when Joni comes in. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Us. Look, you guys want to give me a lead in? 1, 2, 3, 4.
When I first saw you, you didn't even notice me. But I promised myself I'd get to you eventually. Cause you need someone to hold you like it's never been done before. I can't hide these feelings no more. Tell me, do you want my love? Tell me, do you need my love? I'm reaching out to you.
Reaching out to you.
Now what you gonna do?
Do you want?
So I just want to interrupt it just for a moment. It's such a good song. It's such a ripoff of Cheap Trick, by the way. It's a complete Cheap Trick ripoff. But Joni walks in, and you hear the audience kind of, oh, and here she is. This is the applause for Erin Moran. Maybe not. Maybe there's later applause afterwards. I'll let it continue. I mean, he's up there singing like he's little Jimmy Osmond.
He is singing to all the girls in the audience like, yes. I want you, you want me.
Yes.
And he's completely forgotten about Joni. Joni who?
Who?
And what you gonna do? Do you want my love?
And this one girl jumps up and just starts and lays one on him. And Ellen Travolta just escorts her away.
Right.
Like, oh my God.
Joni can't talk for herself.
Right. We must protect her, you know. It's not the worst song I ever heard in my life. It's just, I'm...
Oh my God, seriously?
Well, when it comes to this type of
genre,
let's
put it this way. It's better than that first song we listened to.
You know, it's a great song. Actually, I'm going to say it. No, it's not a great song. It's a questionable song at best. But it's definitely a ripoff of Cheap Trick, and it's. But his band is fun a little bit, and I don't know. They cover a lot of weird things in this episode, I think.
Having the band, like, first of all, he just met the band.
Yeah.
And yet they're playing so tight.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, like, it's like they've been rehearsing for like the last 10 years.
Well, Chachi's signing autographs. I mean, he's had a career for about 13 minutes. And these girls are just like, you know, autograph. Whoops.
Who do you want to make out to?
Oh, wait, that was it. I'm sorry. We have to have Joni coming in.
I missed it again.
And that's like kind of like the surfer guy drummer. Right here is with Erin Moran coming in.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, goody.
Oh, she's in the show too. We forgot.
That's pity applause, if you want my opinion.
Exactly. Nobody wants her around.
That's like, you know, you're up to like the 50th person at a high school graduation. It's just Erin Moran.
Yeah. To Angel.
Angel.
And sign it, love,
for that wonderful night.
She hip checks the girl.
Good night. Yeah, 1 second, honey. There you go, Angel.
Thank you.
All right, what's your name?
Joni.
Joni, is that with a Y or an I-E?
So he's busted for being kind of a ladies' man.
Kind of a douche.
He's not so happy to see her. I will admit this.
Right?
For somebody who's like about to drive 4 hours to go see her.
Right? He's like got 3 girls right there to keep his mind off.
Yeah, none of them have this bad haircut.
What? She's had this haircut.
Yeah, no, it's a
Joni
cut. For
like the last few seasons of Happy Days, and then she brought it over to this.
No. Erin Moran has lived a very rough life. And I think in her younger years here, she's already starting to show it. I don't think there was any secret to much of what she was going through. So I just think, for whatever reason, people love this little match of Joni and Chachi. I never quite understood the selling point of it.
You know. It's nostalgia. It's nostalgia. Well, did this
not
did
really?
This show didn't last long, so I don't think people.
No, this is a 2-season show. I'm surprised this is a second season. I mean,
it made
cow.
It to 2 seasons.
Well, yeah, according to IMDb. I mean, I regretted quitting Cub Scouts. I know that. I was like, can I join up again?
Please.
And they're like, sure. And I'm like, maybe not. Maybe I'll just stay out. But yeah, so there's a character named Uncle Rico, who's the manager. He's kind of like the mafioso uncle. Kind of funny, I guess.
Where do you know Art Matrano from?
Well, I know. I he's been in a lot of different things. I know him from Police Academy.
Oh, right.
What about you? I mean,
I know him like from one, you know, he was in that movie Teachers, which I love. You know, he has like maybe 2 speaking lines or something, but
I wonder what he's up to.
Is he dead?
He's not dead, and he hasn't done anything since 2001,
which was Police Academy 10.
It was. No, it was a movie called Good Advice. He played a homeless man. I just hope he's not playing a homeless man tonight.
Ouch.
Oof, I don't know.
He was in the same trailer park with Joni.
Oh, well, she passed away, didn't she?
She's dead, yes.
When did she die? She died a few years ago?
I think it was just a few years ago. I think she had cancer, though, didn't she?
Maybe. She died at 56. Wow. You know, young. She died in Indiana. Or Indiana listeners. So,
I wonder, and it says that she died, like, penniless. And I was like, wow, she didn't get royalties from Happy Days reruns or...
Joni Loves Chachi Records?
Joni Loves Chachi reruns?
I don't think that ever happened, really. I'm looking. Did Scott Baio... Oh, Scott Baio did release a couple albums.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to be on a future episode, him and his singing talent. So
He wrote... I mean, is this a real album right here? Scott Baio joined the Army?
Oh, no just, idea. That's got to be...
He's got this yellow shirt on. I got to just kind of... I'm going to click it. I'm going to hear what this song sounds like. Wanted for Love.
I want her sensitive, open-hearted, not afraid.
And this is the same era. This is 1982 that this was released.
What, you don't like that song?
Let's just say that you can buy an album right now on Discogs on vinyl for $6.66.
Ouch.
You can. It's 666. no, it's not my kind of music, but, I would love to, I'm going to go through it. I bet you he had to have done at least one cover, something. And, it's gotta be a good one, but, I bet you there was a tie-in from Joni Loves Chachi to his music. There has to be. These might be his songs. And that's why I like.
I mean, that, I think that's the whole purpose of this show is that they were pushing his recording career over any. You know, I mean, there was the tie-in to the show, but really, he wanted to be a. Didn't every TV star do this? They had a record at some point. Yeah. Jesus Christ. David Soul had one.
Did John Ritter have one? Did John Ritter ever have one? Let's see. He might have had a comedy album. No, I don't see a John Ritter. Who else? I mean, who else would have had a music? You think Erin Moran would have gone solo?
No.
No. Some other person named Erin Moran. We need to do the research on this. But, yeah, this is the era of, you know, even nowadays they kind of do it. You know, they're always trying to release something every few years that a tie-in with a TV show or a...
We don't have TV stars anymore, you know? We don't have TV stars that do this and branch out into music when they really shouldn't, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last one that I kind of think would consider...
Eddie Murphy,
pretty good singer. I mean, I don't know if he much of a songwriter, but really good singer. Well, you listen to his impersonation of like Stevie Wonder; it's spot on.
Yes, I can't argue with that.
But the My Girl Likes to Party All the Time. I don't know. Not really my cup of tea. So, all right, back to CBS.
No, this is ABC.
Oh, is ABC? Same thing.
Ouch.
It is. For whatever reason, I thought it was CBS. So Uncle Rico he's in the family. He's going to be managing Chachi. And, yeah, it's kind of cute, I guess.
You want to play that clip where Art Matrano has to tell Joni, hey, you want to be in this group with Chachi?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Way you got to look a certain way. This is why, again, this is why everybody doesn't want Joni.
Yeah, this is. Here we go.
Joni, image is everything. If Chachi's going to be on stage with a girl, it would be better for his image if the girl was a little
sexier.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Just telling you what he means. I didn't say I agree.
Well, what do you think? Do you want to go on stage with some hot sex pot?
No, I want you.
I think this is dialogue that was written for Goodfellas. I want you. It sounds like a conversation between Henry Hill and his wife.
And Karen.
And he's dressed exactly like Henry Hill. With gold chain.
Right?
So funny.
Goomba.
Thanks again.
Oh, I know. Look, why don't we just go up there and show my...
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We made a deal. You said you'd go up alone, and then tomorrow night I'd hear the both of you. Now, we shook on that, Joni.
Joni?
Uncle Rico, I know we shook.
And never mind. I don't want to cause a family fight. I'll sing tomorrow. I'll just have to call my folks and tell them I'm staying over.
Great.
Great.
All right. Look, I have that number to do, okay? I'm really glad you're here.
So it's just kind of weird. The laugh track laughs at everything.
Yep.
You went, great. Well, it's not funny. All right. So we're going to get back to Joni and Chachi sing again. They were on stage and Joni has decided that she's not going to just stand back and be stomped on and treated like, just a worthless, simple Wisconsin girl or Milwaukee girl.
She is gonna vamp it up
to a point. Yeah.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, attention, please. Del Vecchio is proud to present Chachi Arcola and Joni Cunningham.
Chachi? It sounded like you said Chachi. And she comes in with this, like, kind of glittery outfit, something that no one would be wearing in the early 60s.
Right? This is like a cheerleader outfit or something.
It's very weird. It's not flattering. It's not sexy. It's strange.
No,
it's the complete opposite of those things. It's just silly. All right. I'm sick and tired of hearing no. I can't listen to it anymore. I'm sorry.
Really? Oh, what?
I'll let it go.
This is like Marie Osmond at her best.
That is not true.
Won't turn away till you hear what I'm saying. You're the reason that I've been dreaming. You're all inside.
The music is so strange. Like, you just look at the guitarist and the bassist and the drummer, it's kind of like they're just in their own world. They're not even trying to fake it. It's funny. But this, it's weird because I was thinking, all right, what they're trying to do is her trying to sex it up and make him jealous for making the men fall over her. And
right, which he complains about, and you know, it's kind of like a male chauvinist.
Right.
He's a dick in this episode. He's a dick in this show.
Who, Chachi?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit. But the thing is, you know, it's weird because it doesn't work. It doesn't translate well for her. She's just not the actress for this. And
no.
If you had somebody like, you need somebody who's very buxom and very, like a Pam Anderson, who's just like, where men fawn over them at a period of time, not today. And it's just, it's not who we think of when we look at little Joni.
No.
Who still looks exactly kind of the way she looked when she was younger. And to answer your question, no, I was never a Joni person. I think she's kind of, she's a hard looking woman. And I don't mean that to say she's ugly or anything like that. It's just,
it's a hard life. The drugs were already started.
Well, it's kind of like looking at Carrie Fisher when she got into drugs. It's like it really took a toll.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. And that was a very quick one as well. But, you know, I don't really know much about Erin Moran, except that I watched this show briefly, and I know her on Happy Days. I really know nothing else about her. I know that she went into the world of reality shows and that type of stuff. I didn't follow any of that.
She did, like, honestly, she did some kind of celebrity fit.
Oh, really?
Show, or I don't know what the thing was. I just saw that on her IMDb. Like,
I'm sure she's a nice person. She's not the right character. I mean, you have Chachi, I mean, Scott Baio, who at the time is kind of a pinup person. He's, like, on, like, Teen Beat and those type of things, where girls genuinely have an interest. And it's Erin Moran just wasn't that way.
No, no.
You know, and I'm not putting her down. I don't mean to, you know, attack her. Just it's the way it is. And
it's a shame. You know, like I had Christy McNichol on my wall, not Erin Moran.
You know, we Leah and I just did the other Scott Baio thing, and Christy McNichol was the love interest for Scott Baio on The Love Boat.
Really?
Yes. That was very.
I have to see that episode.
You have Robert Reed in that episode. You have.
Who's he paired with?
Robert Reed was paired with Hot Lips Houlihan. What's her name?
Loretta Swit.
Yes, Loretta Swit. And you had. I'm bad with names. If I don't have the paper in front of me, and if I don't have names in front of me, I'm really bad, but the guy who's in Empty Nest with Christy McNichol in the 80s.
Richard Mulligan?
Yes, Richard Mulligan was in it as well. Good one, man. Nice. It's like playing Pictionary through words. That was a really star-studded thing. I would really like to do a Love Boat with you. It's amazing. And we found three people who are on Little House on the Prairie in that one episode.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's what? Out of control.
Ooh. Richard Mulligan wasn't on Little House.
Yeah, he was.
What?
Yeah, Richard Mulligan.
Holy sh!
Look it up.
I got to look that up.
Yeah, he.
It is so hard to. How did you pick the Love Boat?
Leah picked it because of I brought up the whole thing about Scott Baio, and I'm like, he's been in so many things, and she's like, well, I've never watched the Love Boat, and then we got into this conversation, and she chose it, and she's like, let's just try it, and we both watched, and we thought there was enough to talk about. But Love Boat is just a chock full of really weird stuff going on, man. You have Julie hooking up with every guy who walks on, and man, that could be a podcast on its own. The Love Boat. Jeez. Karen Grassley popping in there every once in a while.
Right. I know she was in at least one. I don't know if she did more.
Yeah,
than
I think
that,
one. Really? Alison Arngrim was on there. I believe she was also on Fantasy Island.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know. Okay. That's
maybe we have to talk about this. Maybe it needs to be a whole separate.
Right.
Like, the 80th podcast. So, all right, they sing, they do great, the whole world loves them, right? They're going to be super successful. But Joni gets hit on. You know, like, you ask for negative attention, you get it. Especially right? from and a guy named Ted.
She, like, again, like, this is so... And it's not just in the prism of, like, Me Too or whatever.
No.
This guy is just, like... treating her like shit.
Yeah, he's a dick. He's he flat out is a dick. And she's 18 in this, which is another surprise.
Right, she was supposed to go to college.
That is a comment I wanted to bring up too. I didn't know what like it was a very strange comment that she makes. I felt like she was putting herself down.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. C couldn't afford to send her to college, Did she not get into college?
That's what I think, maybe. Or maybe right? she chose to not go that route.
She was caught drinking and doing drugs too many times, and Joni just got tossed.
Hanging out with Potsy.
Right? Well, can we play that clip where she gets hit on, and then Mr. and Mrs. C show up?
No, I just want to ask you, if you look at the table, I don't know if you have a freeze frame. I'm at 1736.
Yep. And the beer...
Well, not just the beer, which is, you know, all it takes is a little boomp and things will fall right over. But the candle in the middle, if you go to any Italian restaurant in the 70s, it had the same exact red candle in the middle.
That big red thing?
Yeah, and
that's
it had
a goblet, man.
What yeah, and that? It had an assortment of, you know, salt and pepper, garlic, and all that stuff. And an ashtray. This is a different time, my friend.
And this is more suited... Forgetting the candle, the rest is like pizzeria stuff. Like,
yeah, let's be real
salt
here.
Pepper shakers.
But you know, Delvecchio's has a full bar. Yeah, you know?
Right. Well, I think this is the same set as Making It.
Is it?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
And no, I'm just looking around. I felt like their house was kind of familiar as well. I love it when they use these sets over and over again. It feels like an episode. This whole thing feels like an episode of King of Queens. All right, here we go. Let me just hear what that laugh was for.
Tell me, Joni.
By the way, the waitress brings him a pitcher of beer and takes away an empty one.
It. Right.
So it's like we are now to assume he's consumed.
In the bag.
At least 40 ounces of some delicious lager. Whatever. Delvecchio's has on tap.
Miller.
You think it's Miller? High Life, maybe. High Life.
How old are you, huh?
18. No, wait, I had a birthday. I'm 24.
Now, this is the kind of statement that you make when you're trying to hook up. Yeah, like, you know, this guy's liking this a little bit.
Well, listen, I'm invited to a party later on, and I'm inviting you to come with me. Lucky lady.
Well, I think we're doing another song later. I think I can.
Well, I'll wait.
Well, it might be real late.
Now, I don't know about you, but this is probably the coolest line I've ever heard in any TV show.
It might be tomorrow.
After this. I'll wait.
I can't go.
Listen, when Tad asks, you go.
It's almost something Spader would say, you know? I could see James Spader saying that to Lori Loughlin in New Kids.
But I don't want it.
She said no.
So it's weird. He stands up next to him, right? And the guy's only like, what, 2 inches taller? It's not like... He's supposed to be like super huge or something, but he's only a couple inches taller. I think Chachi could have, you know, taken him out. He looks enough like the Karate Kid.
Butt out, songbird.
Chachi, why don't we
You want to step
of...
outside?
Oh, with pleasure.
Come on.
Or change outfits.
Surprise!
So we have Mr.
See,
and Mrs. C.
You cut off their applause.
Oh. Oh, okay.
They get screams, too.
All right, I'm going to play it. Sorry.
Butt out, songbird.
Chachi, why don't we
You want to step outside?
Oh, with pleasure.
Come on.
Or change outfits.
Surprise!
Even more so than maybe even Scott Baio. Well, they are TV royalty at this point, right?
Well, with this crowd anyway. Hey, there's a black guy there.
What?
There's a black guy right next to Mrs. C there.
I don't see him yet, but I'm gonna go to it. Now, she's wearing the same exact outfit as Joni was, except the hat.
The hat. Oh, that's a bad hat.
With the white gloves, all that kind of stuff. Who wears white gloves? So weird. I always liked Mrs. Cunningham and Mr. Cunningham.
I see. Now, here again. During Happy Days.
Yeah. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
And I would stand behind and argue Tom Bosley's comedic chops in that show. I thought he was funny.
Me too. Well, I think he was funny as a straight man very often.
Like, he was able to the Fonz, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. I always liked Tom Bosley. There was something about him. He was kind of like America's like dad or something. And then he started hawking stuff in the 80s, right? I forget what he was selling.
He was always hawking stuff.
Yeah. But he's got a great voice and, you know.
He did that show that I was actually going to ask if you could find that in your travels. He did this show called That's Hollywood, which I loved.
Oh, yeah. I kind of remember that.
So if you ever come across that in your travels,
I'll try to dig it up somehow.
And those glasses he's wearing, those are whenever I see a star of any
Michael Landon or
any no, but I don't think I've ever seen him with glasses like this. This is the glasses that says for me it says the person who's wearing them, the actor, whoever, celebrity, doesn't want to be there. He's just like, I'm here off the street, and I'm in a hurry.
It's like, these are my regular glasses, and I'm not changing
right,
them.
Exactly. And they're hiding my Coke eyes.
Maybe. Tom Bosley on Coke? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe I know where he got it as well.
But it's my phoning it in glasses.
Yeah.
What in heaven's name was she wearing?
Well, it wasn't the costume I made her.
Well, I should hope not.
The one I made her had a little collar, and then it buttoned
right up. Oh, Marion, you'll describe it to me later. What's going on here?
So, Chachi's coming in. This is hilarious, actually. And Joni's holding her eye like she got kicked in the face by a horse.
I'm sorry.
They'll tell.
Ouch.
Sorry. But why did you jump in between us?
I couldn't help.
Joni, what happened?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Chachi punched me in the face.
He what?
He what? I'm surprised, like, you don't have the Fonz coming in here and going, hey.
Right, to give his blessing on the show.
Or Leather Tuscadero or something. I wonder if Arthur Fonzarelli ever makes his way over to Joni Loves Chachi. You think?
I don't think so. I think by that time, like, he was way too old to be playing it.
You think
way too old. I saw an ad in TV Guide for an episode where, and I think it's a later show episode, like, he's at a dude ranch. So, yeah, I think it was beyond.
Wait, do you mean point, like, it's like they all go to a dude ranch?
The Fonz is there. I think Richie is still there. But they're at a dude ranch, yes. And he dude falls ranch. For some dude ranch lady. And he has to be in a rodeo or something. That's what I was getting from the ad.
A rodeo? Oh, wait, no.
So you remember.
There's an episode. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Fonzie's Visit, it's called. Of Joni Loves Chachi.
I wonder if we should cover that.
I don't know. Well, we do know who's in it. Only got the cast. It's the same exact cast except Henry Winkler, who probably just makes a phone call.
Right.
You remember they used to do that. Like, you know, it would be
very tight close up so that you can't see he's nowhere but his dressing room.
Or, you know, where that really, I think one of the first places I ever remember seeing that was in Three's Company.
Where Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, she was in negotiation or something, but I don't think they would ever play the other side of the call. It would be, what was her character's name?
Chrissy.
Be like, hi, Chrissy. Oh, you're doing what? Oh, that's wonderful. You're down at the farm. Oh, wonderful. We'll see you soon. It's like, but maybe not. Maybe they must have had some type of strange thing. But yeah, I remember there was some type of negotiation going on where Chrissy was not going on the show until her negotiations were done.
Right? She wanted more money.
Can't blame her. Suzanne Summers. Come on.
Dump her. If she didn't pull that shit, we wouldn't have gotten whatever that next girl's name was. The one I liked.
Cindy.
Yeah. I like Cindy.
Yeah, I like Cindy too.
But then they got rid of her for some reason and brought in, Priscilla Barnes. Like, why?
Oh, yeah. It was like, what? Like, you should be on, like, you should be like a lady scientist in like Knight Rider. Right? Yeah. You shouldn't be living with these guys. You're way too good looking. Like she's way too distinguished and too kind of put together.
Yeah.
We need some, you know, a goofy girl.
Which is what Cindy was.
Yeah. She was like a farm. Well, she was the cousin, right?
Yeah.
And then we got Jax Bistro, right? Three's a Crowd, where he opens up Jax Bistro.
Yep.
Which was, I watched all of this stuff. I don't know.
I think the girl he like goes out, I don't know if they're married, but the girl he's like living with in that, I think she was pretty hot too.
Hey, what do you think? Three's Company next time?
Perhaps.
I love Three's Company.
Or Three's a Crowd.
Three's a Crowd. That's right up there with Archie Bunker's place. It's unwatchable almost.
It is. Oh, man.
With Larry?
I can't.
Larry's like 55 years old, and it's like, I'm just still a bachelor.
Right? Still with the unbuttoned shirt and the hairy chest.
And the tiny apartment, like bringing home like 18-year-old girls. It's getting a little creepy now. It's like, come on, Larry. But yeah, even Larry started going gray at the end.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Furley.
The show went on that long?
I think so. Maybe it could have been from my young eyes. Or maybe
he
sprayed some sun in his hair.
You say Furley, and I will argue Don Knotts' comedic chops.
Oh, my God, yes. No, many show. You look at Don Knotts, and you just laugh. You're just like, this guy, he's so animated, and he's wonderful. I can watch him on Scooby-Doo and laugh. And I have. He was
and
on
I was
going to
say, I think he was on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, he was on. You remember that when Scooby-Doo used to have
guest stars?
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah,
Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, like that was an amazing.
Batman and Robin was a good one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else. Gilligan's Island, maybe.
Possibly.
That didn't make sense though. No, I know the Harlem Globetrotters would have been on there. Definitely, who else was on Gilligan? I mean, on Scooby-Doo.
I don't know. I'm looking it up. I'm trying to think. There's a new
Gary Scooby. Coleman. I want to see Gary Coleman was on Scooby-Doo. Gary Coleman, you know, all right, there's an example. I'm going on a rant a little bit here, and this episode's going to go a little long, but Gary Coleman passed away broke, right? But his face was everywhere as a child, in my childhood. There is no reason why he should be broke. He did so many movies, so many TV shows. It makes no sense. He was like an American icon. You disagree?
Yeah, I don't get how... I know the parents take money. I get it. But, you know, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
The Night of the Living Dew. Let me just get to the gist of it. Anyway, Gary Coleman's in this. It's from 2001, though. Does that count if it's 2001?
That's way beyond his selling point.
But it was on it. He was still on it. David Cross as well.
David Cross?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the other day Patton Oswalt, who I still think is a phenomenal comic. David Cross, also phenomenal comic. Maybe a little bit more edgy.
Does he do stand-up, though?
He used to. I've seen him do stand-up. Probably one of the funniest stand-ups I've ever seen in my life, actually.
I sent you a list of Scooby-Doo team-ups that...
All right, we have to peruse this. We have to...
Right? I think we might have to do this.
I hate cartoons, but Scooby-Doo is a little different.
This era of Scooby-Doo? Forget it. Love it. Love it.
Stooges. Oh, yeah, Dick Van Dyke. Oh, my God.
Mama Cass Elliot, right? Isn't that
Sonny
crazy?
And Cher. You know, the Osmonds never made their way over to Scooby-Doo. Maybe the ghosts kept them away. The Mormons are afraid of a lot of things. They're afraid of cartoons. So, all right, let's finish up this episode here.
Okay, so Mr. and Mrs. C show up. They're saying Joni's got to come home. They don't feel safe leaving Joni with Al.
Yeah.
And Art Matrano throughout this episode, I don't know, gets a little too close to Joni a few times. A
couple times, but it's a small apartment.
But can we play Al's big scene where he gets
Well, I'm going to play
so
the whole
applause.
Thing. Yeah, you know, I'll fast forward a little bit. But, you know, Uncle Rico is a little bit of a bully. Not really, but he's just kind of a real in-your-face kind of guy. He's a real reject from the Godfather movies.
Your grandchildren are going to be born with headaches.
Whoops. He's threatening me. Tom Bosley is always threatening. All right. I'll go back to
daughter that way.
I think you meant it as a compliment, Howard.
Talking about figures, it's pretty obvious what side of the family your daughter gets hers, huh? Okay, that does it.
What? I'm only kidding.
I'm going to hit you so hard, your grandchildren are going to be born with headaches.
But punching never solved anything.
Tell me about it.
That's kind of halfway decent lines. I mean,
all locked up.
We had another great night. Joni, come on. I want you to get your stuff together. We're going back to Milwaukee.
Damn, I can't go now. This could be a great summer job for me.
Now look, sweetheart, I cannot, in good conscience.
You know, for Roman Catholics, which we will assume they are, there's like no religious symbolism anywhere in this episode. I see not one
Except
thing.
What, Scott Baio didn't have a...
Oh, he has a little gold
cross. Yeah. On the end of that chain around
Who doesn't?
His chest.
Who doesn't?
Leave you with this...
Henry Winkler has one, too. He's Jewish.
This man in charge of your life.
Oh, Mr. C, he wouldn't be in charge. My folks would be in charge.
Well, that's all well and good, Chachi, but... You know, that thing is going to swell up unless you get some ice on it. Chachi, would you take her and get an ice bag, please?
Let's go down to the restaurant. There's no ice up here.
We'll need an ice bag, too.
I'll find one.
Why are people laughing? There's no ice up here.
I didn't want to say anything in front of the kids.
Now, Howard, you know that Al loves Joni like she was his own daughter. Now, he's not going to let anything happen to her.
What about tonight, Louisa, huh? I know Al is a nice man. But he's also a bit of a
what? Well, how would you describe him? Pushover.
Marshmallow.
But you could say it a lot. You don't have to be so harsh, but yeah.
A marshmallow?
Yeah.
Some, and he's like, oh, it's okay. It's all
right. Now, I just can't see this man standing up to this man.
Al?
Yeah.
That was his shtick.
Look, Rico, I admit I don't know much about the music business.
Yeah, well, I do, and that's why I'll take care of it.
I'm not through. I said, I admit I don't know much about the music business. And maybe you could help Chachi and Joni get a start, because that's what they want. But these are two wonderful kids. People. I want you to know, as long as I have a breath of life in this body, nobody, including you, is going to do anything to hurt them. Yeah. Or to hurt what they are to each other.
That's all it takes.
We know who the sex symbol on this show is. Right there. Right there.
that schnoz.
You know what that means. Big nose means...
Now, here's the thing. Maybe, if we could rewrite The Godfather, right, with this type of talk, maybe we can get something done in this world. What do you think? Al Malinara?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, The Godfather? Yep. Oh, boy. So, the bottom line is these two adults, Chachi and Joni, who don't seem to have any other aspects of achieving anything in life.
They have no future.
No, I mean... Well, Chachi's younger than her in real life. I mean, not in real life, but on the show, right? Because wasn't she always older than him? Like, it was always the joke that Chachi had a crush on Joni.
It kind of still looks like Joni is older than Chachi. It's just that she's not 18. She looks like a hard 44.
Yes.
And he looks like...
How old is Erin Moran here in real life? I'm going to feel really bad if she was 18. She is 23 here.
Okay. That's a hard 23, man.
It's a tough one. You know, it is. And how old is Bayo? I mean, Bayo, he's got a baby face even right now, the guy. It's like...
Yep.
Same age. They're the same age.
They are? Yes. Wow.
That's pretty interesting that, they're literally 1 month apart. And, so yeah, I guess you, at this point you maybe even be able to buy it, but knowing what will come, you know, Erin Moran does kind of age a little harder than, Scott.
Yeah. But, quite. Even now, like, he looks better.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's in his 50s, and he's 56, so I would say he looks like
he's 56.
Yeah, he lives in, no, what am I talking about? That's how old Aaron, he is not 56. He was born in 1960, so that makes him 60.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I feel old.
He has a doofy picture on IMDb of himself. It's kind of weird. We're all old. That's all right. But, you know, he's somebody who just continues to work. He's stuff pre-production, post-production.
Scott Baio?
Yeah, he is. He's always doing something, it seems. He's always popping up in a lot of different things. He was the last time I saw him doing anything reoccurring was on Arrested Development for a short amount of time. He would, like, kind of pop in every couple of seasons.
What, playing himself or?
No, he played, like, I believe he played an attorney.
Oh,
because, you know, Henry Winkler was on it. So it's like they would always.
Oh, my God.
They would team. You never watched Arrested Development? You might enjoy it. You might enjoy it. You have David Cross, like we mentioned before. I have Jason Bateman from Little House on the Prairie. You have.
Still. In over an entire body of work.
It's a real solid body of work.
Little House was his best work.
It was. But this is how we're going to finish up this episode. Maybe he's the new Fonz.
Hey.
It's Uncle Rico.
Your Uncle Rico worked things out.
Yeah?
Yeah, we three are going to be together a lot this summer.
Oh, no kidding.
Of course, we're going to have to do it Al's way. Hey, good night, kids.
Night. See you later, Uncle Rico.
He blew her kiss.
Yeah,
right?
You're probably going to stay in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, and I got something that's really going to please him.
Now, this was weird to me. I said it before. The way she says this, like, you know, my friend, yeah, the brain. I don't know. There seems to be this whole dismissal of her doing anything.
Educational aspirations.
Yeah, it seems kind of strange for this character to act like this.
Remember my friend Suki?
Suki from the Jersey Shore?
Scott's going to be like, I did her.
Yeah. He's like, no, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, look at his face. That's exactly what his face is saying.
Yeah. He's like, why? What did she say? It's not true.
Oh, the brain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's taking courses at Northwestern. She wants me to stay with her. It'll make my dad feel like he almost got me into college.
Nobody laughed there.
Nope.
Chach, how come we were dying to see each other again, and when we did, it was so crummy?
No talk of Richie either, you know. He's just on his own, making a cocoon.
You know what I've been thinking? Before this summer, we were just kids. And it's a lot easier to be in love when your biggest problem is whether to go bowling or to the movies.
Oh,
sorry.
All right.
So he hurts her still. He hurts her still.
He's hurting her not just physically, but emotionally.
And then you should play that out, because what do they decide to do? They're not going to go fool around.
They're going to
go bowling.
Jeez.
I think everything's going to be just fine.
Yeah. If you don't carry on like you did tonight.
If you don't flirt with all the girls after the show.
One is business, the other is smut.
What business? Tomorrow night, you want to go bowling or to the movies?
See why I love you. Oh, your face.
Who cares?
Now they're just sadists.
Hurt me more. Hurt me more.
What's wrong with these kids? Why would I stay home to watch this? I was like in like third or fourth grade.
Why would because I it was followed by Laverne and Shirley after Shirley left.
Oh, God. Who did anybody move in on Shirley's spot?
I don't think so.
Or did Laverne move in with her dad or something at the...
Oh, I couldn't. Now, Laverne and Shirley I did not watch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but, you know, it's funny. I think Laverne's dad owned a bowling alley.
Somewhere. No, he owned a pizza place.
Oh, yeah. No bowling alley? All right.
I don't think so.
Maybe they had
bowling. Disco? Was it a disco? No. Maybe he owned the place that took place in making it.
The most
pizzeria slash disco.
Casey and the Sunshine Band playing in the corner. With just an acoustic guitar. It's fine. Just sing and dance. But we also want to cover a bunch of Bayo stuff, right? Like Bugsy Malone.
Right, we're having a summer of bow. Summer of bow.
Thank you for listening to Retro TV. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider subscribing and leaving us a review. See ya next time.